First of all, this is episode one of the Comfy Pod.
Comfy Pod, in which Jeff lays down while we record.
Do you remember the big comfy couch?
Of course.
How old was that girl / clown?
Probably in her early 20s.
Really? She seemed like way too old at the time.
Oh, way too old to play.
To be the character that she was. I remember thinking, your development was stunted, clown lady. There's okay. Something not right about what you're doing.
Presented by Allison Court was her name. She was born in 1973, and The Big Comfy Couch started airing in 1992.
So she wow, was that's early.
She was 19 when it started.
I would have thought that its premiere was like years later than that.
Well, it ran from 1992 to 2002. So, I mean,
I would have said like 96.
Yeah, me too. But isn't that crazy that it was on for 10 years?
Yeah. What happened to her by the end? Did she quit because she could no longer put her legs all the way around the clock?
That was insane. She got a good workout doing that show.
Mm.
She also played Jubilee in X-Men.
What? Just the voice?
Yeah. And Claire Redfield in Resident Evil.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, she's like one of my top heartthrobs now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Well, she's currently 46 and lives in Toronto.
Oh, shit. Man, I bet. I bet so many dudes look her up with weird couch fetishes.
Should we start the episode? Welcome to Super Good Question, podcast where we answer dumb hypotheticals.
Sure. The comfiest pod answering the most uncomfortable questions. I've got a really good one, actually. It's the perfect question for the first episode of the Comfy Pod.
Okay.
Because it has to do with reclination.
Okay.
Specifically reclining your airline seat.
Oh, this whole debacle.
Are you a dick or are you not a dick?
I don't know whose side you're on, so I can't answer that question. I assume we're referencing that GIF that went around.
There was a GIF?
There was a video of a guy just punching the back of a woman's chair.
Yeah.
You saw this, right?
I heard about it, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And you're on the guy's side?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm kind of on the guy's side. I mean, I feel...
That's how you feel, like, yeah, behaving.
I feel his pain.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
But I also want to retain the right...
To put yours back?
To use the seat as it was designed.
Wow. Okay. So when you asked me if I was a dick or not, what side am I a dick on?
Well, you're a dick if you punch the seat.
I saw people defending him in the replies.
Apparently there may be some kind of cultural, like maybe Eastern versus Western, or like North America versus UK standards of politeness where you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that were like, everyone knows you don't recline your seat on an airplane.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know about that.
You've never flown Delta.
I also saw someone that was like, you shouldn't recline yours if the person behind you can't recline theirs, which I think was the case in this video. He was in the back row, so she was just like in his lap and he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if your seat reclines, you're entitled to recline it, I think.
Exactly. But also, like, if you're trying to be as nice as possible to the person behind you, then sure. But like, don't blame me. Like, it shouldn't be my responsibility.
Yeah.
To make them as comfortable as possible. It's the airline's fault that they put you so close to my fucking seat.
Here's a question. Do you recline all the way?
Oh, as hard. I push it to 11. I recline further than.
Here's what I do.
That's supposed to.
To absolve myself of guilt is I only put it back like half to three quarters of the way that it goes.
Sometimes I do that at the start, and like for a minute, and then I slowly, you know, you work the lever so it's just like barely possible, and you just slowly creep it back so they don't notice.
Jeff, they know what you're doing.
No, no, never been caught once.
You've been caught every time.
No, they've never had a clue.
I do that too. You're not helping though. It's not, it doesn't. I feel like I've also had it done to me and I'm like, buddy.
Yeah. I invented slow backsies. You don't know who you're backing onto here.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, I mean, yeah, we both come down on the side of like, if your chair can do it, then you're allowed to do it. Do you ask the person or do you like, sometimes I give them like a head nod or
sometimes
like
sometimes if they have their tray table down and they have something on it,
right.
Like I'll glance back before I do it and
right.
be like, hey, sorry, do you mind if I
yeah.
go back?
Yeah.
But
what if someone said no to you?
Then I'd be like, fair enough. I shouldn't have asked. It's my fault for asking.
So would I. I think that's maybe very Canadian of us.
I've baited myself into a corner here.
I did ask permission. It is your right to not grant said permission. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do the slow creep. I do the put it a little bit back, and then when they go to the washroom, move it even more.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What else?
What about other places than trains? Where else can you recline? Movie theaters.
Movie theaters are fine. They've got enough room there.
Yeah, I agree. It's not as much of an issue.
Yeah, because you're also like, it's also a level up above you.
Yeah.
It's not directly behind you. So
right.
It's fine. Do you put your feet on the seat in front of you at the movie theater if there's no
one
there?
Whenever possible, yes. Yeah. I take my shoes off too.
That's gross.
Bare feet dangling on that seat.
I've seen a lot of airline complaints of people who take their shoes off and then wedge their feet on the armrest in front.
Yeah, that's definitely a dick move.
Yeah. Where else can you recline?
Trains, maybe?
You said other than trains.
No, other than planes.
Oh, okay, I see.
Trains and automobiles.
Yeah, I mean, what if you're the passenger in a car and people are getting in a car, that same car in the backseat, do you put your seat up?
Like slide it forward?
Yeah.
I will to a degree. I think I like to save myself about an inch or two of margin.
Right.
I think that's only humane.
Is the solution to the airline problem that they no longer recline, or is it that everyone just gets over the fact that they recline? Or is it one giant lever that reclines everybody's seats at the same time?
I like that.
So the flight attendant's like, okay, we're reclining the seats now. And then you have to live with it.
There's a countdown and then it's violent.
And you don't get to choose where
nothing
it reclines to.
Nothing can stop the seats. And there's like thousands of pounds of pneumatic force that recline everyone instantaneously.
So a lot of broken fingers in the first.
Yeah. People really learn to respect it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't complain about it anymore because it will kill you.
Mm-hmm. You know what's the worst? Is when, see, I have long legs, so sometimes, whenever possible, I try to get the exit row seating, which has extra leg room.
Mm-hmm.
And those seats don't fucking recline.
Yeah, I know.
What is wrong with you people? You're so fucking vindictive. You can't you let me have one little niceness, so you have to take away another one.
Isn't it for safety? So that like,
oh, we don't want you lying back and being comfortable in case you might get drowsy and. In the event that the plane starts crashing and you don't wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Stupid. Planes are stupid.
The solution is that we don't fly anymore. We've talked about this. Nobody should be flying anymore. Nobody should be taking cargo ships or cruise ships anymore either.
Correct. Well, and like two dudes should be flying.
We solve climate change.
Yeah.
And we don't have to fly anymore. And nobody likes flying. So it's fine.
There should be... Well, we should definitely start working on the tube system immediately. But yeah, there should be like one or two really good planes that can do that just do all the flying.
It sounds crazy, but I think it might work.
It's my platform.
It's like the planetary monorail system or something.
Except there's no rails. There's two of them. And it only covers the city.
One flies around the equator. The other one flies up and down.
Perfect. That
you parachute out closest as close as you can get. They continually move.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Stop it. Stop. We fly smaller planes up to the main planes that load the main plane with passengers.
Yep. Sometimes you have to transfer by jumping from one plane to another.
Yeah.
Parachuting in between.
It's not just travel. It's also an extreme sport, a vacation getaway, and you might go to space.
By accident. Has anyone been to space by accident, do you think?
That's a great question.
That's a whole new spin-off question, just out of the blue.
Should we do an ad break and then come back to, does anyone go to space accidentally?
Let's take an ad break, do some research, and we'll be right back with accidental space travel. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Ceilings, from the people who brought you roofs. It's an extra roof under your roof. Ceilings.com.
InsideRoofs.com. Okay, so I Googled, has anyone been to space accidentally? Maybe not the best search term, I admit. However, I got a list of spaceflight-related accidents and incidents. And it says there have been 14 astronaut and 4 cosmonaut fatalities during spaceflight.
Ooh.
So one would assume those people are in space accidentally.
They got a little too far into space, kind of against their will, I would imagine.
The best thing about this Google search, though, is the people also ask section.
Uh-huh.
That's, just as an aside, that's a great section of Google if you ever just want to get insight into.
Yeah, that's a whole, like, universe of, like, lost content of brilliant people.
We should almost, like, every super good question, we should Google it and read the people also ask.
Yeah. Wasn't how is Babby formed originally? Yeah. Or was that a Yahoo
answer? That was Yahoo answers. Okay, yeah.
Well, they're both really good sources of intellectualism.
Okay, here's the ones for has anyone been to space accidentally? Is anyone floating in space? Is one.
We all are, kind of.
I just wonder, like, what they meant by that. Like right now.
Let's answer as many of these as we can.
Okay.
Yes, the answer is yes. There's living people floating in space right now.
Yes. Okay, good. Do you age in space?
Everyone knows you don't. Next.
What does space smell like?
Good question. Like, probably nothing, because you can't smell the vacuum.
The answer on this one is, when astronauts return from spacewalks and remove their helmets, they're welcomed back with a peculiar smell, an odor that is distinct and weird, something astronauts have described as like seared steak and also hot metal and also welding fumes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it?
Well, I mean, you're in a big welded box in space and nothing else is, like, you know.
What's the seared steak?
That's the dead bodies that have been
we covered this.
Fried 14, in the process.
There's 14 of them. Okay. How many monkeys died in space?
I'm going to say just like, well, minimum one. We know one for sure, right? The Russians probably did like 10 other ones we don't know about.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10.
So the Google answer is just a snippet of the Monkeys and Apes in Space Wikipedia page. Uh-huh. It's not clear about how many have died in space, but this is what the snippet says. Albert III died at 35,000 feet in an explosion. Albert IV died on impact December 8th that year after a parachute failure. So we know at least
it's an improvement.
We know at least Albert III and IV are monkeys that died in space, sort of.
So Albert III died on the way up, and the fourth died coming down.
Yeah, we think.
So that's progress. If it was the other way around, we'd have a problem.
I wonder how many Alberts there are. Okay. How far does outer space reach?
Literally to infinity. That's it's kind of like an ungraspable concept.
All right, last one. How do astronauts poop?
Into a vacuum, essentially. All their toilets are just suction based.
It says when the astronaut is finished, he or she then twists the bag and places it in a waste storage drawer.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Samples of urine and solid waste are frozen and taken to Earth for testing.
Nice.
It kind of seems like really embarrassing to have all your poops and pees tested.
Not if you're an astronaut.
I mean, I guess.
Then I want them all tested.
Yeah,
I want to know if I've got like Fantastic Four powers from being up there.
What's the seared steak smell?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I was in a Reddit thread the other day and I wrote this question on our sheet. And it might be offensive, I'm not sure. Question is ADD real?
Love it. No, it's not real. Well, like, it's definitely probably kind of real. But, like, it's one of those things 90% of the people that think they have it or say they have it probably don't.
I feel like it's not a real thing. I feel like it's just some people get bored easier than others.
Yeah. And then we classify that
but like
as a disorder.
Why is that a problem?
It's not. It's just how we classify different types of people, really.
Right. But then we put them in like special classes.
Yeah. We make them the kinds of people we like. So you see, Andrew, sometimes nature produces something that's not easy.
Right.
The easiest.
And that thing should be
punished. And that thing should be changed to be the easiest.
Right.
For everyone.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're not like the other people, you're wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're not easy for them.
Right. Which is wrong.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Won't be easy.
Okay.
Soft. Pudding.
That is it for this week's episode of Super Good Question. You should review us on iTunes or Apple Music or whatever, Spotify, whatever you use. Also, tweet at us. We need more questions.
But don't look for us on Instagram. We're not there.
So mad about it.